you're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, we conclude our series on the teaching ministry within the fivefold calling by looking at how teachers equip the body of Christ, bringing stability, maturity, and protection through sound doctrine. This is the final piece in the fivefold puzzle, and it will tie together everything we've studied over the last several weeks. Our scripture today comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, which say, "For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. We have come a long way in this fivefold series. We have studied about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and now teachers. Each day, we have built brick by brick on the biblical foundation of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. And today, we bring it all together by answering this question: how do teachers equip the body of Christ? And this is a critical question, because without teachers, the church would lack clarity, maturity, and stability. Apostles pioneer, prophets declare, evangelists harvest, pastors shepherd, but teachers ground. Teachers ensure that all the work of the other ministries is rooted in truth, understood rightly, and applied faithfully. Our key verse says that teachers alongside the other fivefold are given for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So let's break down how teachers do this equipping. The first way that teachers equip the body is by building understanding. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 says their purpose is for the equipping of the saints. The Greek word used is katartismos, which means to make something complete, to repair what is broken, to set in proper order. Teachers mend gaps in knowledge. They fill in missing understanding, and they establish believers in the truth. Think of Ezra in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8. They read from the book, from the law of God, translating to give the sense so that they understood the reading. That is the essence of teaching, making sure God's people understand His word clearly. And without understanding, there can be no obedience. Without clarity, there can be no maturity. Teachers equip by taking the eternal word and making it plain, accessible, and applicable. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14 rebukes believers who should have been mature but were still stuck on milk. "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the actual words of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food." Teachers move the church from milk to meat. They don't just give surface-level encouragement. They take believers deeper into the doctrine of Scripture, training their senses to discern between good and evil. And this is critical, because immature believers are easily deceived. But when teachers equip with solid food, the body grows strong, discerning, and able to stand firm in the truth. Paul told Titus in Titus chapter 1, verse 9, that elders must be able to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict it. Teachers equipped by protecting the body from lies. False teaching is subtle, and it spreads quickly. Paul described it in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17, as a gangrene that eats away at the body. Teachers are the surgeons who cut it out by exposing error and reinforcing the truth. And this is not always popular work. Sometimes guarding the truth means confronting error head on. Sometimes it means standing against cultural trends. Sometimes it means losing followers. But this is equipping, helping believers know how to recognize and resist deception. Equipping isn't just about information, it's about transformation. A teacher doesn't succeed when people can pass a Bible trivia quiz. A teacher succeeds when people live differently because they understand what the Word says. Jesus showed this in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Teachers equip by helping believers build on the rock, living in obedience, not just head knowledge. That is the difference between surviving the storm and collapsing in it. Equipping multiplies. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, "The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also." Teachers don't just make disciples. They make disciple makers. They raise up others who can carry the torch of truth into the next generation. And this is why the church survives from age to age, because teachers faithfully pass the truth down. When teachers equip, they are not just teaching the present congregation, they are shaping the future church. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "The goal of the fivefold is until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man." Teachers play a unique role in this unity. Apostles may gather and prophets may ignite. Evangelists may bring in the harvest and pastors may nurture. But teachers align. They ensure that the body is thinking biblically, speaking the same truth and grounded in the same foundation. Unity is not built on feelings. It is built on truth. And teachers equip by anchoring the body in that truth so that unity can flourish. Maturity also flows from teaching. Without teachers, believers remain spiritual children. But with faithful teaching, they grow into the measure of the stature, which belongs to the fullness of Christ. That is the ultimate goal of equipping, to look like Jesus. Think about this. If apostles lay foundations, prophets release revelations, evangelists bring in the lost, pastors nurture the flock, but teachers ensure that all of it is grounded in the Word. And without teachers, apostolic work can drift into human strategy. Without teachers, prophetic words can be misunderstood or misapplied. Without teachers, evangelistic zeal can lack depth. Without teachers, pastoral care can turn into sentiment instead of substance. Teachers tie it all together. They ensure the other gifts remain anchored in Scripture and produce mature believers. And that's why Ephesians chapter 4 ends with the big picture of the body. Speaking the truth in love and growing up in all aspects into Him who is the head, that is Christ. Teachers equip us to grow up. Teachers are not just communicators. They are equippers. They feed the flock with truth. They guard against lies, move believers from the milk to the meat, train future leaders, and anchor the church in unity and maturity. And as we close not only today's teaching, but this entire series on the fivefold ministry, I want you to see the beauty of God's design. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are not in competition. They are complementary. Together, they equip the saints, build up the body, and reveal the fullness of Christ. And without apostles, we lack foundation. Without prophets, we lack vision. Without evangelists, we lack harvest. Without pastors, we lack care. And without teachers, we lack stability. But with all five in operation, the church is strong, mature, and advancing. So if you are called as a teacher, embrace your role. Study diligently. Live faithfully. Guard truth boldly and equip others consistently. If you sit under a teacher, honor them, pray for them, and apply what you have learned. Because teaching is not about filling heads with knowledge. It's about filling hearts with truth that transforms. Now, next week, we will begin a brand new series on one of the most foundational and most misunderstood truths in all of Scripture, and that is the Trinity. We'll start by asking the question, what is the Trinity? And then we will see how the Bible reveals one God who eternally exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find the links to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.